Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you here to Murdered and Missing Monday. As you know, every Monday, I do Murdered and Missing Monday. I want to give a voice to the Indigenous community. I think that it's all of our responsibility if one sister goes missing. It's all of our responsibility. And that is my mantra. I say that every week. And I do believe it's true, not only for one sister, but one brother, one uncle, one aunt, one friend. It's our responsibility. Information for today's podcast comes from FBI.com, NameUs.gov, MissingFandom.com. And then another one from NameUs. There's two of them on NameUs. This episode contains subject matter that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. And the reason I say that is because if a family member listens to this and they hear their loved one's name, I need to put that out there because it may be shocking. Lance Dennis, the last date of contact was January 24th, 2022, missing from Beshbeto, Arizona. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that. He's 54 years of age, and I believe he's 56 now. A male, American Indian, Native Alaskan. 5'8", 5'9", 68 to 69 inches, 180 to 185 pounds. Says tribal enrollment, yes. There is tribal affiliation. Enrolled with the Navajo Nation. The last date of contact was January 24, 2022. And NameUs created an account on February 25th, 2022. This is in Arizona, Apache County, and he went missing from tribal land. Lance was last seen by a close family friend on January 24th, 2022, evening hours. The same person went to Lance's house to check on him, and he was not home. He's not been heard from since. And there was nothing that I could find online that would indicate that he has ever been found. Hair color is brown. His hair is long. He puts it in a ponytail. Brown eyes. And wears sunglasses or safety glasses. Distinctive physical features. Finger and toenails, right index finger tip amputated. If you have any information, please contact the Navajo County, Winslow, Arizona, 928-657-8075, or contact your local law enforcement. Lanaya Shabby, the last date of contact was December 31st, 2015, missing from Indian Wells, Arizona, 52 years old, I believe she was when she went missing. I believe she would be 61 now. She's a female, American Indian, Alaskan Native, 5'10". 140 to 145 pounds. The last date of contact was December 31st, 2015. NameUs created her case on August 30th, 2018. Her last known location was Indian Wells, Arizona. That's in Navajo County. She went missing from tribal land. She was last seen in Indian Wells, Arizona on New Year's Eve 2015. There's been no contact from her since then. Her case is being investigated by the Navajo Nation Police Department, and few details are available in her case. And that is true. I couldn't find anything. So, like I said, she was last seen in Indian Wells, Arizona on 12/31/15. Her hair color is brown. Her eye colors are brown. If you have any information, please contact Winslow, Arizona, Navajo County at 928-657-8075. The last one I have is Lance Armstrong, and that is his name. He was born in 84, a male, and the last date of contact is March 3rd, 2024. Now, I got that from FBI website, and when I went to go look up his name, nothing on him comes up. Nothing. Because it is, there's another famous person, Lance Armstrong. So I'm sure that has something to do with it. But when I looked up his name, I could not, this is all I could find. So if you have any information on Lance, please let me know, because I couldn't find anything on him. And this is so frustrating. This is what I say time and time again. On Murdered and Missing Monday, I need more information. I don't know where Lance was when he disappeared. I don't know what city he disappeared from. I don't know who he was talking to. I don't know his family, his friends, what he did the day before he disappeared. This is all I have. It is extremely frustrating when I am doing this, and this is the only information that I have. And then on other people, as you can see, I have where they went missing and what happened, but that's it. So I'm going to keep pushing forward with this, and maybe I can get some help in, you know, identifying where these people were and what happened to them. I want to thank you for joining me for this Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. I really appreciate you joining me every week, even though our segments are very small. And I hope that one day this program will make a difference. I hope that you all have a wonderful week. See you on Friday for the Daisy Take. Be kind to one another. Love you. Bye.